So I think like the word influencer is something that's really new now. And the word stylist, I think, is a relatively new like label for someone. But it sounds like something that you've done through a good portion of your career. Could you talk a little bit about that part of what you've done, how like the role of stylist has changed across your career?
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, I guess I did those things not even realizing there was a name for them. I do remember this as a model. I'm very intrigued with the pre-shoot activity. If we were lucky enough to have a stylist on set, and most of the time at Alderman's they had a makeup artist and stylist there. And that was a joy. That was lovely because they guided you, you know, to everything. And I remember distinctly watching what they were doing and saying, well, that's pretty cool. You know, there wasn't even a name for it. You're right. There really wasn't in the 70s. There wasn't a name for it. You just were a makeup artist or you were a helper, assistant or something. But I thought that was pretty cool getting the model ready, you know, and I did pay a lot of attention. And there's a lot of things that happen as a model, you know. Sometimes they would pin you, and they tent clipped me one time real bad, and it was pulling, and the photographer said, oh, you know, that's pulling, you know, called the stylist on set, and they took some scissors and cut through this back. They were going to cut the back of it up, and they accidentally cut a bra. And then they had to, you know, then they had to tape my bra with masking tape to hold that part up, you know, and leave the back open, you know, to get the shot. So I learned that you do a lot of things to get a shot, you know, and I learned, you know, tape, stuffing things, putting weight at the bottom of your pant legs to get that smooth line. I was paying attention, and I didn't really realize I was paying that much attention because I just thought, well, this is kind of cool. I was kind of learning, and just because I liked it, you know. And then later, when I actually got on set, and particularly when I was with Panache for 8 years and I was a fashion editor, I had to go, you know, sometimes up to 10 stores and pull clothes and pull looks and then lay them out and put them on models and, you know, put weights on the bottom of the pant legs to keep them smooth and smooth out. And that attention to detail was perfect. That made my shoots so much better. And, you know, and so I was doing that, not really realizing that, of course, learned it from the modeling industry, but I was doing that for so many years before it was become so popular, as you mentioned. And influencers, you know, I guess I was influenced and didn't even know it, you know, because I tried to share my wealth of knowledge because so many people, you know, helped me when I was young. And I thought, you know, sure, come on the show. And people said, aren't you afraid they're going to learn what you're doing and go off and put you out of business? And I said, no. No, this is what makes the world go around. You know, you got to have competition. If they go, and I have had people work for me and go in and try to do what I'm doing. And when they found out how much work it was, guess what? They didn't last very long. And I think it's just the hard work. No money wants to put in on it, you know.